This is Apollo Control at 150 hours, 25 minutes. The lunar module cabin pressure is back now to about its normal level of around 5 pounds per square inch. During the next hour and a half, Duke and Young will be getting things cleaned up, stowed in the cabin, getting out of their suits. And that'll be followed by a debriefing on the EVA. We'll then allow them about 30 to 45 minutes to eat. They'll recharge the portable life support systems in preparation for the third EVA tomorrow and get ready for an 8-hour rest period, which is scheduled to begin at about 154 hours, 30 minutes. During the second EVA, while Young and Duke were on the lunar surface, Ken Mattingly in the command module Casper was making good progress, carrying out all of his flight plan activities, photography, and operating the experiments in the scientific instrument module bay of the service module. Flight Director Donald Putty, who has been following the activities of the CSM, reports that everything is looking good with the spacecraft and the experiments, with one relatively minor exception. The laser altimeter is returning about 50% usable data. About one out of every two altimeter readings that we're getting back is not usable. But with that exception, all of the SIMBay experiments appear to be functioning properly. And Mattingly is reported to be in good spirits, very chipper with the words that Don Putty used in describing him. And things going very well aboard Casper. At the present time, the CSM is in its 39th revolution of the moon. And we'll be losing radio contact in about 15 more minutes as Ken Mattingly goes around the corner and behind the moon. When we next see him, about 45 minutes thereafter, he'll be in his 40th revolution.